What's your Christmas wish? We have a lot of them. Might be for a bicycle or a vacation trip or a new boat or brains or whatever it might be. We all have Christmas wishes, don't we? I remember when I was a little kid, about fourth grade, my dad was in the Army, and so we would shop at a place called a PX, and I would stand in front of this watch. It was a Timex watch, 1995, and I just would stare at that. My dad would do his shopping, and I would just stare at that watch, hopefully that he would catch the hint, because this was about 3 weeks prior to Christmas. Well, every time we'd go in there, I'd make a beeline to that Timex watch and just look at it, hoping that my Christmas wish would come to pass. And sure enough, that Christmas morning came, I blazed through the other gifts, and I was waiting for that one small box, and there it was on the back side of the tree. And I opened it up, and my dad was watching me, and opened up, and there was that Timex watch. Man, I was thrilled out of my skin. And people still ask me today, what was one of your greatest Christmas gifts? And I say, oh man, it was that Timex watch. Oh, I remember that so well. What's yours? We all have different kinds of wishes. But what if we could have a wish come through for Christmas? I mean, our Christmas prayer, our Christmas wish, what would it be? A poll was taken of just many, many people at random, like men on the street, women on the street, and the questioner, the interviewer would say, what would your Christmas wish be for the world? Maybe not just for yourself, but if anything could happen, not just talking about things or toys, but if anything could be done, and if anything could transpire, what would your Christmas wish be? And they interviewed people. You know what their top wish was? Here's the top wish. They would say, if we could have anything that we'd wish for, it would be peace. Peace in the world. How many of you would say, that'd be a good Christmas wish? Would you think that'd be good? Yeah, yeah. And so people would say, man, it would be great if the Palestinians and the Jews would make peace. If the Muslims would lay down their terrorism and peace, that there would be no more nuclear armament and chemical warfare development and everything just to kill and to destroy for fear of protecting ourselves, that we might be annihilated. We build up all of these walls of defense, and then one little thing goes down and kaboom, we go after one another with our arsenals. But what if there were just peace? Whew, boy, that would be a great Christmas wish. That was number one. Number two, they would ask others, okay, what if you had another Christmas wish? What would it be? Well, here's what most people said, that there would be no more pain, no more sickness. That there would be a cure for cancer somewhere. That somehow someone would come up with something that will take away the pain and suffering. Ooh, that would be nice. And then others were asked, well, if you got those two and if you could have your third Christmas wish, what would that be? Ah, then they say, no more crime. If there would be no more immorality in the streets and there would be no crime, so that we wouldn't even have to lock our doors at night, that we wouldn't have to worry about anyone taking advantage of us, no more crime. Now, wouldn't that be a great Christmas wish if there was peace here and no crime and no sickness? How many of you would say, now that would be a great Christmas wish? What do you think, huh? How many of you saying, I know it's a good thing, but I know you're up to something? Well, you see, these are great Christmas wishes. But here's the problem. If we had world peace so that there was no more war, people will still die for other causes. And if there were no more crime, and you could leave your doors open at night, and there was no pain, people will still die of old age or natural causes. But when they die, they will still die without Christ if they have not come to know Jesus Christ, which is the reason for Christmas, see? See, often we come to Christmas and we say, well, this is our Christmas wish, and it sounds so benevolent. But if you think about it, what if we got all of this? We got peace, no crime, and no sickness. Do you think people would come to know Christ more? No, probably less. Because people would say, why do I need God's help? We've got everything. But the problem is, we would be only very short-sighted. Because what we don't remember is that we were designed to live a lot longer on the other side of the line than on this side. And this has all to do with this side. But you could have everybody doing well. There's no more immorality in the street, no more prostitution, no wars, but people will still die without Christ. When they die, they still have a Christless eternity facing them. Because we're thinking just of this life. There was a young, impetuous, young businessman full of zeal and zest and dreams. A pastor was sharing with him about his coming to Christ. And he said, "I don't need your religion." He says, I'm going to make it big. And the old pastor said, "Well, that's good. And then what?" He said, "Well, after I make it big, I'm going to buy a big house and get married and have a big family." He said, "Oh, good. And then what?" He said, "Well, then we'll have mansions and we're going to take vacations. We're going to have everything we want. I'm going to send my kids to the best schools." "Good. Then what?" He said, "Well, then I'll help my grandkids." He said, "Good. And then what?" He said, "What do you mean? And then what?" He said, "Well, guess I'll retire." "Good. And then what?" "So what are you talking about?" "Well, and then what?" He said, I'll get old. "And then what?" He thought a while and he said, I guess I'll die. Then the old pastor said, "And then what?" See, sometimes we get fooled in the myth of praying for things that are wonderful. I'm not saying don't pray for them, pray for them. But you know what the Bible says? That'll never happen. In fact, if you read the Bible, it says in the end times, it's not going to go from worse to better. It's going to go from better to worse. Because man's heart will always be at war, will always have greed. You just can't change the human heart without the power of God. And there's, because we're frail and you've got businesses putting in different dyes and toxins and preservatives, we're going to succumb to just the world that we live in. That's just, we don't have a choice in that. But if all of these were taken care of and we had our Christmas wish, people would still die without Christ. So I thought, you know what? I got to look at Christmas a little differently this year. Recently, in a radio interview, the interviewer asked me, "Wayne, what was your greatest gift?" And I was going to tell him about the Timex watch. But then he said, "No, not the greatest gift you received, but the greatest gift you gave." And I thought, oh, that's a twist. He said, "We'll be right back after this commercial." I thought, whew, I can think for a little while. And then I remembered it. A friend of mine loved the Civil War and certain things about that era. And when he came back on the radio, he said, "Well, what's the best gift you gave?" I said, "You know, it's when I studied a friend of mine who had a great love for a certain era of history. Deep love. He's almost obsessed by it. And after studying him and what he wanted, I went out and found a certain artifact, a certain gift, and wrapped it up. And he didn't even know that I was doing this due diligence and studying him. And when I gave him this gift and he opened it up, big tears came to his eyes and his eyes sparkled. And he said, "How did you know this is what I wanted?" And I was thinking about Christmas. Instead of asking man, "What do you want?" I thought we should ask God what his Christmas wish is. Because it's not our birthday, it's not our party, it's like what we want. It's his. So I thought, look, we've got to ask him what he wants. Study God a little bit, then you'll find out what Christmas is. And if you ask God and polled God, what would be your greatest Christmas wish, as it were? What would you want? And I know after studying God, he would say, "I want everyone to get to know my son, Jesus." That's what Christmas is all about, that God himself came in the form of Jesus in a manger and was made available to every tongue and every tribe. Now, we can get so busy giving gifts to each other, we forget this. We can pray for peace and no crime and no sickness, but people still die without Christ. That's an eternity away from God. But God says that he so loved the world that he gave into a manger, Jesus Christ. That's God's wish. So I thought, you know what? That's what Christmas is all about. That people would come to know Christ. That they'll get to know Jesus. Otherwise, we can have our parties and even church services, but if it's all done and said, nobody's really come to Christ, I thought, ooh, we'd miss Christmas. The truest meaning of Christmas is not about us. It's God's wish for Christmas. That's why the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. So I have a simple challenge for you this year. Each one of you will have received a little business card size Christmas card here. If you didn't get one on your way out, you can get one from an usher. But please take it out for a second and take a look at this. Now, we made it this size so that you can keep it in a place where you visit often, your wallet. But we made it like this. So if you could read it, it says, "My Christmas Wish." But I want you to know that it's not, the "my" is not a pronoun of your name. It's God saying, "My Christmas Wish." Because you see, that's what Christmas is. It's not our wish. God's wish. What's His gift? Well, my Christmas wish is, and there's a line there, that this person would be slated for redemption. That this person will come to know Christ. That's what God's desire is. And so what I'd like to challenge you to do, is there someone that you must know that lives down the street, it's a coworker, someone on your athletic team, someone on your kid's soccer team, another parent, another friend in school with you? There's someone that God has given to you to have a relationship with, a friendship with, and they don't know Christ. God's going to lay that name on your heart, and would you write that in here? So that each time you see this, you'll pray that God's Christmas wish be fulfilled. So if you think about it, for years we've asked God to fulfill our Christmas wish, but it ain't even our party. We should say, "Lord, what's your Christmas wish?" And you write a name down here, and when that person comes to Christ one day because of your investment and your prayers, it's like God's going to look at you and say, "Thank you for praying for that person that I put in relationship to you intentionally. And now this person has received Christ, my son." That's what Christmas was all about. And you can almost see the tears in God's eyes as He sparkles and says to you, "How did you know that that's what I wanted?" Because that's what Christmas is. So would you do that? Write that person's name in there and put this in your wallet, in your money section. Because that's when you go to get a dollar or two, that will be there to remind you. Just pray for that person for a season. And if all of us would be praying that way, what a wonderful year we have coming up. And finally, we're starting to answer God's Christmas wish, not Him answering ours. Because we live in an almost an opposite world a lot of time. We think it's right, but sometimes we just have to pause and say, those are our wishes, but what's God's wish? Well, He's saying that people would know my son, Jesus. And so let's fulfill His wish for once. So write down that person's name and keep it in a place where you can see it often. And then can I challenge you with one more? If you are here and you'd say, "You know, I don't know Christ in the way you're talking about. I mean, I go to church once in a while. I believe in God somewhere. But that relationship that you're talking about with Jesus and giving your life to Him, and wow, boy, I don't know that." Well, then I want you to write your name in here. Because when you come to Christ, you'll see the sparkle in God's eyes as He says, "How did you know that I wanted your heart? I wanted you. I don't want all the stuff you can do. I wanted you. I didn't come to die for what you can do. I came to die for you. That's what I did." And that's what it means to have a relationship with God. And if you've never done that, I want to give you an opportunity to do that today. To just simply make a very simple decision to say, "Jesus, I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior. I don't understand everything there is to understand about God yet, but I trust you." See, never be afraid of God. People can be afraid of men because they're spontaneous and impetuous and imprudent, but God is love, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can trust Him. And so when God invites you to come to Himself, take Him at His word. Take Him at His word. I came to know Christ when I was 19 years old. I didn't do it again in a heartbeat. The only thing I regret is I didn't do it sooner. So write your name in there, and I want to give you an opportunity to receive Christ today. It'll just be by the simple raise of a hand that you're letting him know, it's me. I want to open my heart to you. So I want to challenge you, those of you that know Christ, write someone's name in there, and let's pray for that person over this next year. And then those of you that may need to know Christ, write your own name. And then we're going to pray together and make that wish a reality. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, thank you so very much for these that are here. We ask your blessings on them. We ask that you would give them your grace, your salvation. Thank you, Father, for these who have come seeking you, wanting to know your best for them. With your head still bowed, if you're here and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I need forgiveness. I could use a second chance, and I need Christ to come into my life. I want to receive him as my Lord and Savior. God, would you start to work inside of me and change me and make me the person you want me to be? If that's you and you want to say yes to Jesus, to give him a chance, to receive him as Lord and Savior right now, raise a hand, would you? And just simply say, yep, that's me. Okay, yeah, the Lord sees those hands. Yeah, just raise your hands to him, not to me. Yeah, okay, yeah, you too. Yeah, the Lord sees all those hands. Yeah, this will be the most eternal decision you'll ever make in your life, believe me. Don't let it pass. The Lord awaits. And the Bible says that when one of his children say yes to his invitation, that all of heaven rejoices. And when we sing joy to the world, this is what it's all about. This is the crux of Christmas. This is the Christ of Christmas. That God's wish is for everyone to come to know the gift of Jesus Christ and redemption, so that we'll have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. If you didn't raise your hand, you say, yep, that's me. Raise it now. Let him know that's you. Okay? Yep. All right. You too. Yeah. The Lord sees that. Good. You too. Yep. Okay. We're going to say a prayer together. I want you to repeat it after me. And then we're going to sing that joyful song, Joy to the World. Because that's exactly what happens in heaven. When people turn their lives over to Christ, the Bible says all of the angels rejoice. And there's joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Because that's God's Christmas wish. That's what that song's all about. It's about people coming to Christ. But let's pray this prayer. Would you repeat it after me? Say this after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came. You died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, thank you for these who say yes to you, to join the family of God and become your sons and daughters of eternal worth. Lord, I ask that you would bless and guide them, change them, transform them from the inside out. And I know, Lord, that even right now there is joy in heaven because of these who said yes to you on earth. We ask your blessings now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.